My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Driving from Morrill to Unity, I frequently see bald eagles. I mentioned this to a friend who happens to be a naturalist and commutes along the same route. Not only was she aware of them, but she could tell me why they were there and where to look. The reason and the place are one of the same, and it's a compost pit. Being a naturalist is all about paying attention and asking questions. Want to know what that bird is? What's its size? What's it look like in flight? Does it perch or land on the ground? What kind of habitat is it hanging out in? What color is its breast, beak, bill, feet, tail? On and on. By paying attention to what you're looking at in a critical manner, you see amazing amounts of detail. The same is true for houses. I'd like to suggest one of my favorite house books. I came across this a while back, and it completely altered how I look at houses. It's called A Field Guide to American Houses. Just like other field guides, it shows what the exterior elements of a home are called and guides you to establishing the home's style. While thumbing through this book, I was surprised to see homes very much like the one I grew up in. Now, I've always liked that house and would have categorized it as, well, a house. That doesn't really paint a picture, now does it? But now I can say that it's a craftsman bungalow, and that narrows the field. Stucco siding, story and a half, dormered, with a full front porch, gets us even closer. So if you're interested in perhaps noticing housing elements you may have missed before, as well as when the style was developed and what it sprang from, A Field Guide to American Houses may fit the bill nicely. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.